What's going on? It's Edu Durrell, Daryl Teeler. I'm Justin Valentine. Crown Jewel, Saudi Arabia, recapping the happenings there. We already have a few matches for Survivor Series in Chicago and Ric Flair in AEW. It's time to roar around the ring. Another Saudi event come and gone. Crown Jewel this past weekend. A lot going on. Solid show. Of course, not too much with it being just a couple weeks before Survivor Series. You know, Survivor Series being a top four pay-per-view, they put a lot more effort into that. But good things to talk about, not so good things to talk about. But we'll start with something we've talked about for the past 4 years, and that's Roman Reigns.
The past 4 years.
Retains yet again. Wow. Defeating LA Knight. Jimmy Uso got involved. Solo Sikoa attempted to get involved. Roman Reigns retains again. Does it feel too repetitive for you, or do you understand it?
I'm starting to not understand it anymore. Now, if there's a story to be told here, you know, the story, then sure. But I don't really know what you do from this point on.
That's the interesting part. Now, I will say, and everyone, every time he wins, people get involved, and social media blows up. That's the same thing over and over. Same formula. I get it. In the sense of he is not losing the title until WrestleMania. So I get it, right? If he defends it at Survivor Series, it's going to be the same formula. If he defends it at the Rumble or Elimination Chamber in Australia, it's going to be the same thing. We literally are not moving on from this, or at least a potential of doing so, until WrestleMania. No matter who he defends against, between now and Mania, any match he has, I know how it's going to end.
Right.
I'm not going to go into any Roman Reigns title match until WrestleMania with the thought that he might actually drop the title tonight, no matter who they put him in front.
Right. There's no reason to, you know, you could say, oh, well, this guy he's facing deserves it, or this guy he's facing. But there's no reason to, like, drop it and then have him get it back.
No.
Like, it just, it would ruin the entire meaning of him if he does indeed lose it at WrestleMania to whomever. It would ruin that, like, momentous title change.
So you mentioned it. What do we do? Right? What does his path look like? Because to a lot of people, we're getting a Roman-Cody rematch in this year's WrestleMania main event. Whether that happens, whether it's The Rock, whether it's something else, I think we all can agree that Roman's holding the title going into Philly. What does his path look like? Because we have Survivor Series, which we'll get into Survivor Series a little more, but he's not a part of the War Games match.
Right.
So is he taking Survivor Series off? Even if he does, we have the Rumble, we have the Chamber. In Australia, you got to think he's got to be part of that as well. Who can we throw him in front of, right? Until we get to Cody, potentially, but until we get him to WrestleMania.
I mean, there's AJ Styles, who is probably one of your safest bets.
Yeah.
And there is someone that you and I have both talked about. A lot of people are speculating.
Yeah.
One, Phillip Brooks.
Phillip. Oh, Phillip. Oh, Phil. Good old Phil. We'll get into Survivor Series because I have differing thoughts. That's not a word. Differing thoughts.
I follow what you're saying.
Yeah, that's not a word.
We're going to run with it, though. We're going to run with the word.
As the word was coming out of my mouth, I'm like, whatever I'm about to say isn't in the dictionary. Oh, man. But I have differing thoughts when it comes to Survivor Series and how that should go. Talking specifically about Roman Reigns, I'm not going to assume Punk is a done deal because he's not currently in the company. I don't know that we feed Punk to Roman right away. I don't know if that would be the smart game plan the more I think about it. And because of that, that then leaves less people to put in front of Roman until we get to Mania. I almost think Roman takes Survivor Series off. And we'll get into more details why in a little bit, but I think you let War Games main event. You let Roman take that show off, him and AJ at the Rumble, and now you only need one other match for the Chamber until you should take the title off him and put it on Cody at WrestleMania.
Right.
And I think that's the route you go, assuming we're doing what we should have done at last year's WrestleMania in LA, and that's put the title on Cody Rhodes. Are you still, by the way, not on that band with all this, with you not understanding that why Roman still has the title. Are you still not understanding why I think Cody needed to win last April?
I understand why you think he needed to. I'm just saying it's still debatable.
That is such a You have been very political lately. That's such a I'm not disagreeing.
It's debatable. I am not disagreeing with the lack of a title change. I am simply saying it is debatable.
Let's stay in the bloodline because I want to talk to you about that. Solo Sikoa squashing John Cena. Not only beating John Cena, beat the hell out of John Cena.
See, I can't even say the words now.
Yep.
A divisive beatdown. I don't even know if that's the right word. Whatever. I'm going to roll with it too.
Yeah. You just say stuff on this show,
with
man.
An exclamation point beatdown.
As long as you mean what you say.
As long as I know what I mean.
Yeah, sure. People, they'll catch on at some point.
Supercalifragilistic. Yeah, let's go.
So Solo, multiple Samoan spikes. I mean, complete beatdown of John Cena. John Cena then posting the day, you know, in Saudi, soccer's big in Saudi Arabia, right. The David Beckham retirement post. We lead into a John Cena retirement match, potentially WrestleMania. Do you think that's where we just need to go with this? And if so, who do you put in that retirement match with John Cena?
I think it's very possible we're getting that. Because honestly, if you look at John Cena's career from here on out, I don't really know how much more he can do. He's pretty much done everything. He's held basically every championship. He's had pretty much every big moment. He's faced every big contender, big name from 2003 on.
Yeah.
So I would imagine that WrestleMania 40 in Philly is probably his last match.
Who are you putting him in the ring with?
Who am I putting in the ring with?
Assuming everyone's healthy. Let's assume.
Okay.
Let's assume health. Let's assume people are available. Who are you putting in there?
My first choice would be Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Just because they have such a history. They're part of that OVW class that came in and made a huge impact in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
I just think it makes sense. Another guy, and you're probably going to raise your eyebrow at this, pun intended, sure. The Rock.
No.
Why not?
No, man. We've seen that twice at WrestleMania.
When was the last time you saw it?
Like 10 years ago. Still.
10 years ago. So we saw more than a handful of Orton Cena matches a little over 10 years ago.
That's true, but I don't think if The Rock comes back, The Rock is only coming back for Roman. The right answer is Randy Orton.
So we assume.
Right? The right answer is Randy Orton, and here's where they need to right a wrong. And even this guy will speak on it and has. Kurt Angle got robbed out of his retirement match.
Oh, God, yeah, he did.
He wanted Cena. No offense to Baron Corbin. Corbin even said this in a recent interview. Corbin even agreed with this.
Right.
He got Baron Corbin, lost to Baron Corbin. Cena was at that WrestleMania, so clearly was available. Why that wasn't the final match makes no sense. Angle wanted it. It makes sense. They have a history. Right this wrong a little bit with Cena. Put him in the ring with someone that makes sense, that he has a history with, that can still put on a decent match. And if Randy Orton is healthy, he is that guy. Do not feed him to another random anybody. I don't want a Grayson Waller in there. I don't even care if he isn't facing someone like a Randy Orton or someone of that, you know, that he has a history with. I don't care if he wins or loses. It's going to be wrong. Even if he goes and beats Grayson Waller in a retirement match, it doesn't feel like the right send-off. The right send-off is especially because you have multiple guys that were part of John Cena's rise that can still put on a match. The right send-off is giving him one more match with one of those guys, even if it is The Rock. The Rock would make more sense than a younger guy. That's the way you send someone like him off, especially someone that you, in the ring announcement, call the greatest of all time.
Okay, well, let me ask you this then. And so we're assuming, let's assume The Rock is going to be involved at WrestleMania 40, okay? Yeah. If he is with Roman, do you put Cody against Cena? If not Cody, there's two other names I can think of off the top of my head, Kevin Owens or Brock Lesnar?
Not Brock. I feel like Brock and Cena, their styles are so different. It worked when they were both younger. I don't think it would work now. And that's more on Cena than Brock in that sense. Cody.
Assuming Cody, let's just say they don't go with him in the main event, which I think they should. I think most of us think they should.
Yeah. I would be mad that Cody's not in the main event, but if that was the cards that were dealt, then yes, that would make sense. They already had their moment where Cody asked for one more match. Cena supposedly told him no.
But what would it do for Cody to retire Cena, though? Like, you know, like, what does that do for him?
Well,
you know
the, and that would be the debate, and that's why I almost say no, because that would overpower Cena's final moment. We would be more mad about the fact that why is Cody not taking the title off Roman? Why is he retiring John Cena?
So
that
the
makes
only
sense.
Obvious answer here is for Baron Corbin to come back at WrestleMania
Call him
40.
Up from NXT.
And just, he has to put another legend away.
John Cena versus Baron Corbin.
That's what Baron does.
Hey, Cena, way back when, robbed Corbin from cashing in
Baron
money in
Corbin,
the bank.
Baron Corbin, the retirer.
Yes.
That's what he does.
That's the new thing.
Not the legend killer, the retirer.
All right, real quick before we move on, what does a win like this mean for Solo Sikoa? What does his rise look like from here now that he got a squash win over John Cena on a pay-per-view?
Well, hopefully big things, because they have to move him past this role of just being an enforcer.
Yeah.
That is intimidating and can beat up pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's like, if you can beat up John Cena in such a like brutal fashion, why are you like kowtowing to Roman Reigns?
Right. Yeah. We've been talking about this, and we talked about this with the prediction. I did not see this coming. I was shocked. Mm-hmm. I did not think they would have John Cena cut so many promos about losing for 5 years and then lose.
Well,
I figured
because it's the big show in Saudi, they're going to have the hero go over.
Correct. And they've stopped doing that. You know, at first they did. I mean, God, the first Saudi show had John Cena versus Triple H just because.
Right.
Like, they've stopped doing it and now just made it just another pay-per-view, which I appreciate. This is huge for Solo Sikoa, man. Like, outside of the obvious of, like, yes, you beat down the greatest of all time on a pay-per-view, but it's now you start to pull him away from now he's just that he's Roman's guy. Now, within whatever bloodline story we have, he's going to be taken a lot more seriously, because this is the guy that just beat the hell out of the greatest of all time on pay-per-view.
Right.
Right? Now, Roman can't even talk down to him, right? The way he talks down to Jimmy.
Yeah.
He needs to, at some point, break off of the bloodline. I think this starts the rise for him to, after WrestleMania, whether it's an official breakup or whether Roman just goes away after losing the title, Solo Sikoa, no pun intended, will genuinely be solo after WrestleMania. And I think this is the rise to start to get him there. And it could lead to a solo Roman match. I wouldn't mind if Roman's sticking around after WrestleMania, Roman dropping the title and Solo looking at him like, I don't got to take orders out of you.
Right?
Paul Heyman already says Solo Sikoa is the next tribal chief in waiting, right? Roman loses his title at WrestleMania. Solo continues to get big wins like this between now and then. Why the hell do I have to take orders from you? In a Solo Roman rivalry, I'll take that every day.
Or Solo is the one that, you know, in storyline wise, puts Roman on the shelf.
There you go. And then that just leads him, put him in a singles title picture. Yeah. Nothing crazy. Do the same thing.
Well, doing that, though, Solo immediately gets bumped up to the world title picture. I mean, that he's an easy fit from that point
Yeah,
on.
But I would almost rather them do what they did with Umaga. Put like an IC title on him or a US title on
him.
Oh,
yeah.
You that's know what
good,
I mean?
That's
put
a
like
good
a good title run in there and then elevate him into that
Shout
world
out
title
to Umaga,
picture.
Man.
He does not get enough
he
credit.
He does not. As far as big, intimidating monsters go, that guy was great.
A few other things from Crown Jewel. Let's quickly go through them. Kairi Sane back attacking Bianca Belair, helping Io Sky retain her women's title. Of course, a history with Bayley. This could add some more cracks within that foundation. What's your excitement level, and how do you want to see this unfold between Kairi Sane, Io Sky, and Bayley?
Well, it's kind of a full circle moment here. What I want to see happen is kind of the, sort of the jealousy thing of like, oh, this is your friend. I thought I was the one that had your back and we were a group, blah, blah. And that might be the way they go. And like you said, to your point, it's going to just further the cracks in the damage control foundation.
Yeah, I think I almost want Bayley to be the face out of this, though. I do. I think Bayley could play that role, not going back to the hugger phase, but just being the baby face, because I love Io Sky as a heel. Yeah. And I think if you have that faction of Io and Kairi together, Kairi's great.
Yeah.
You know, if people don't remember her teaming with Asuka during the pandemic and the stories there, I love that Michael Cole was really
driving
that.
We don't
got to
remember the pandemic
that.
Era.
I know. But I love driving that in that, Bayley's the one that put her on the shelf. Yeah. But I do think Bayley needs to come out of this as the face for no other reason than Io and Kairi can play the heels.
Bayley will. I think, honestly, she would in this situation. And like you said, she doesn't have to go back to the being the hugger and all that stuff. But. Yeah. You know, she can stick with who she is now, but just with the fans on her side.
Sami Zayn stopping Damian Priest from cashing in. This after Seth Rollins retained a title against Drew McIntyre. Clean, by the way. No Judgment
Which was
Day
surprising.
Interference.
But yes.
Drew's very quiet now. And they got something planned.
Yeah.
A heel turn, but it's very, 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 very slow.
Yeah.
But Sami Zayn stealing the briefcase, taking it away from Damian Priest. Would you have wanted to see Priest cash in there?
So I wouldn't have booked it initially, but since they did, I was like, hey, let's just go through with it.
Right.
And then they didn't.
Yeah, I think when Priest came out, my feeling, I don't love, and I've said this before with the Money in the Bank, quit reminding me over and over that he's got the
brief.
I can see it. It's right. I know what it means. Money in the Bank's been a thing for a minute. I can
prop,
see it.
Pal.
I get it. Quit reminding me over and over. In every pay-per-view, he's got, oh, this might be the night. Right? Let it be random. They didn't push it too much during the match, which is why I liked when he came out. I'm like, oh, shit. All right.
Yeah, I mean, almost make me kind of forget about it.
Yes, please.
You know?
And they did that enough. But Priest coming out when he did, I was like, you know what? Yeah, let's do it. I was okay. I was content with, cool, let's do it. I won't say I was disappointed because there's a lot of other things we could do with Seth's title run, but I was going to be okay with Priest winning the world title there. I love Sami Zayn. I love what it does going into Survivor Series with War Games, but I would have been okay with Priest cashing in there successfully, and I can't lie when I say I was a little upset.
Yeah.
When Sami Zayn came out. Love Sammy, but I'm like,
Damn it, Sammy. What are you doing?
Just let him do it.
I mean, you know, where do you go from that? But I mean, yeah, it would have been a good moment. I would have popped for that. So.
One last thing, what we thought would happen, Logan Paul is your United States champion.
Yes, sir.
Who's going to challenge him? Who do you want to see him put his title on the line? I would assume, I don't think Survivor Series, I think Royal Rumble and WrestleMania, but you know,
yeah, I don't think you'll see him for a minute. Initially, I mean, it's not going to be Rey Mysterio.
No.
Jeez. I haven't really even given it much thought outside of maybe like Jey Uso. If you want to keep pushing him as a single star, I wouldn't throw Drew McIntyre in there.
No.
The other guy that pops is LA Knight.
I wouldn't mind LA Knight, but I think WrestleMania, and they kind of hinted at this, Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens.
That I could sign me up for that.
And KO, let him hold the title. I don't know. Maybe you do Royal Rumble with someone else. Let him get a couple title defenses in there. But I think he drops the title to KO at WrestleMania.
That's actually the build up for that match would actually be really good.
KO can sell
and
a
just,
match.
Just the like contrast in personalities and styles. Yeah. It's very blue collar versus like rich kid.
Well, and remember, KO can sell. Dude sold his Stone Cold Steve Austin WrestleMania match all by himself.
Oh, that was so good.
Right?
Yeah.
He can sell a match, and honestly, credit to Logan Paul, he can too.
Oh, they're both. They can both talk you in the building.
Yes.
So yeah, for sure.
So KO takes the title off Logan Paul. I'm not sure who else you put in there, unless you do a Ricochet rematch this time for a title. I wouldn't hate that. He still made comments towards Samantha Irvin.
I was gonna say you got to involve Samantha Irvin a little more.
Yeah,
you're gonna do that.
And they did during the Rey Mysterio feud, right? So that could lead to a title match and give Ricochet something to do. I wouldn't mind that. We mentioned Survivor Series a couple times. They announced a couple matches. War Games. Not sure if it'll main event, but Jey Uso, Sami Zayn, Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins against the entire Judgment Day. Yes, including JD McDonagh, Dominic Mysterio, Finn Balor, and Damian Priest. Do you like this lineup for War Games? I know we had other things in mind. Are you cool with the eight that you put here?
I mean, I'm fine with it. I feel like you can take Dom out and put Roman.
Sure.
But, I mean, here we are. I'm not hating on this. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to enjoy it. I just feel like Roman should have been involved in this main event.
Yeah, this, I mean, it's War Games, and the people they have in there can pull off some good spots. JD McDonagh, by the way, is one of the best sellers in wrestling
now.
Oh,
for sure, yeah.
That dude is so good. So he can make some stunts in War Games look real good. But I can't lie when I say I feel a little cheated from what we could have had.
Yeah.
I really thought we were leading towards some form of Bloodline Judgment Day
like
faction
alliance. Yeah.
Also, and we confirmed this earlier, it was 5-on-5 last year.
Yeah.
And we're sticking to 4-on-4 as of right now. So you're leaving a Kevin Owens out of this, and a KO in a match like this is always great. And then you mentioned Roman. I would take Dominic and JD McDonagh out of this.
Put Solo and Roman in.
Solo and Roman. And if you're doing, if you would have done 5-on-5, you had KO to one side, you had Solo and Roman and Jimmy, right?
True.
Along with Balor and Priest. That's, I mean, this is a great match, don't get me wrong. It just, I got to see what the others will be doing at Survivor Series. But if, depending on what the others are doing, I am shocked that with as much as they have hinted at the Bloodline and Judgment Day working together, they did not go that route with War Games this
year. Do you think that a lot of this is they don't want to have Roman and Cody in the same ring?
It could be. It could be, but why not? You know, it's two rings. It's 10 people. It wouldn't be hard to keep them away from each other.
No, right? We've talked about this. I mean, there could be almost a thing of where they're both fighting people off because they want to get to the other.
Yeah.
But, you know, just a constant interference where it never happens. So,
well, with Roman being held out of this War Games match, and we don't know what main events yet. We don't know if Roman's taking Survivor Series. At the time of this taping, of course, we got SmackDown this week. CM Punk, it's in Chicago. That's the guy everyone keeps bringing up.
Yes.
Roman not being in this match or Seth Rollins being in this match, does this have any impact in your thought on CM Punk showing up at Survivor Series?
I mean, it's always a possibility. I don't know. Again, it could just be a thing where this is just how they laid out the storyline. It has nothing to do with CM Punk. But it's in Chicago. It's a big event. It's War Games. It's all there for him to show up.
It is, and I have a couple thoughts with this. Differing.
Write it down.
Write it down. That was a good word, man.
Keep using it. Solid. Eventually, it'll just be a thing.
It's a thing now. Roman not being in this match makes me, especially if he is at Survivor Series, if they announce if AJ comes back for a Survivor Series match, if Roman's on the card, he's main eventing, right?
Right.
If Roman's on the card separately, this War Games match will then open the show. Roman will most likely main event. That makes me feel like we're having a Punk come on Roman moment. And it would make a little sense because with War Games, at least with Roman, there's a lot going on. There'll probably be tables all over the ring, the cage, 10 people. There's a lot going on, so it would be harder to have a Punk come on Roman moment in War Games. I do have that thought, but I almost worry about Punk coming out against Roman because of the fact that we know Punk is not the guy to take the title off Roman.
You wouldn't think so, no.
And aside from what Phil would want, and we probably don't, he probably wouldn't want to be the guy to fall to Roman Reigns, right? Or he doesn't want to come back just to lose kind of thing. I don't think it makes sense to do that, right? Because all the drama aside, that's way too big of a name to come back just to be fed to Roman Reigns.
I think even Triple H recognizes that if he wants to bring him in, he's not going to bring him in to be petty and just have him job him out. It's like, if I'm going to bring you in, you're a big name, it's going to mean something.
So I almost think it would make sense, at least, and this is assuming CM Punk is scheduled to be at Survivor Series, right? We're going to assume that. I would have Roman take the night off. Roman takes Survivor Series off, and you have War Games main event the show, and have Punk come out on Seth Rollins.
That makes much more sense.
They have their real-life feud that I'm sure they can do business, right? Seth can take the loss to Punk.
Yeah.
And it makes more sense.
It's a safer title feud where if Seth drops it, it's not like derailing. It's not a domino effect derailment of a lot of things.
So. And so you have Seth win War Games. He's left standing. The others involved can help sell the moment because they all have some type of history with Punk as well.
Yeah.
And you have Punk come on Seth Rollins. I think that's the route to go. You just streamline right to the Seth Rollins feud. I know we've hinted at, and other people talked about, a Roman match. He's not beating Roman.
No.
We can have that match at some point if he's back for an extended period of time with WWE. That's not the first match because he's not winning that match. And say what you will about CM Punk, it makes no sense to have him come back and lose his first big feud.
Well, no, it wouldn't. It would be too big of a return just to be like, hey, he's back, and we're going to job him out, you know, the first match.
No, and I don't think he'd go for that, honestly. We know how he is. We've heard about how he is. We've seen it
right
in front of our faces. I don't know that he would agree to come back.
Just to lose. Yeah.
You know, just to be fed to Roman. A year from now, after he's had a title reign within him and some wins, yes, we can visit that match maybe at next year's WrestleMania or Royal Rumble, whatever. I mean,
assuming how long he sticks around. So,
and that's assuming how long he sticks around. But if he's coming back, I think they may go as far to have him win the Royal Rumble to set up that Seth match for the world title.
I don't know if I'd see that happening, but it would be surprising to me.
Because we have Cody Roman, ideally, right?
Right.
You want Cody to win the Rumble for a second straight year?
If CM Punk is going to face Seth, I mean, one of them has to then.
Right.
Right? So,
but I would almost prefer, if Punk's back and both are in the world title picture, I would almost prefer to be a little different, to feel like we're not seeing the same thing we saw last year, have Punk win the Royal Rumble and have Cody's path be different to Roman.
Okay, but if Cody's going to go to WrestleMania to finish his story, you also don't want him getting in there by hook or crook, like weaseling his way in through Elimination Chamber. If he doesn't, you know, like, I would rather have him if it's Elimination Chamber, fine. Or however else, but a legit win. Plus, he's still on the Raw brand, you know, so.
Other things at Survivor Series, couple title matches. Zoe Stark and The Miz both earning title matches. Zoe Stark challenging Rhea Ripley for the world title, the women's world title. The Miz challenging Gunther for the Intercontinental title. Your feelings on this, both of them, and does either one surprise you or even disappoint you?
Not surprised or disappointed. I think Zoe Stark, again, if you're developing someone, you have to give them these, you have to let them get their time in.
Yeah.
Get their playing time in on the field, so to speak. And you don't do that by just keeping them in like mid-card, lower-card feuds.
Right.
Let them get their reps in. She may not win the championship, I wouldn't imagine. But it's a good, like, kind of a learning, however you want to call it, teachable moment opportunity. Miz, I love it. Okay. I love it. I think this guy, he's so good. He's been so good for a very long time. He's nothing if not consistent. And I like it.
Zoe Stark, people aren't going to agree with this, but it makes sense story-wise. The right path story-wise right now was Nia Jax. We hate it. I get it. She isn't going to win. But you had a fatal five-way match at Crown Jewel. Four of those five were involved in the finish. The only one that wasn't was Nia Jax, right? That makes sense to have her earn a one-on-one title match with Rhea because she didn't get pinned. She wasn't involved in any of that, right? And that helps Rhea look strong as a champion. We think the end game is Becky Lynch at WrestleMania.
Right.
A win over someone the size of Nia Jax, her. And don't get me wrong, Zoe Stark will be a good match. It'll be a good fight. But a win over someone the size of Nia Jax, watching Rhea lift Nia Jax for her finish, that makes her look like a damn strong champion.
It does, but WWE saves that. That's the Hulk Andre spot. They save that for WrestleMania.
That's fair, but if you have that thought process, then the next one was Shayna Baszler, because Shayna Baszler has more credibility, and that would be a damn good fight. We know that Shayna deserves that spot herself. I don't think she wins, but a title match on a big pay-per-view like that, again, getting a win like that would add to Rhea's run. Not that it's stale by any means,
right,
and she needs it, but you want to continue to make her look strong now that we're into WrestleMania season, which in my brain now starts at Survivor Series, not Royal Rumble, because you start to get hints of what's happening at WrestleMania around Survivor Series.
No, yeah, you're right, and I'll agree to the Nia Jax thing as long as the stipulation is she loses and never can come back to WWE again.
That's everyone's stipulation.
Just, she loses and she has to just go away forever.
The Miz, I will say, I last week I talked about not being a fan of him as a babyface, but the crowd is helping me with it.
Because
the crowd is genuinely, naturally falling for it. And The Miz learned some moves, dude. Like, he became a cruiserweight. You become a babyface?
Where's 205 Live Miz come from? What is this?
He's doing springboards and he's doing hurricanranas. I'm like, what is going on? Good for him.
Well, you said it, though. I mean, when the fans, so it's a difference of like when the company is pushing a guy, John Cena, Roman Reigns, you know, like the initial pushes, where the fans kind of like push against it. They push back because it's like, no, we don't want them the way you want us to like want them.
Right.
When it's organic, like when you saw, you know, like MJF, okay?
Right.
The Rock back in the day.
Yep.
And now with Miz, there never is a change in character.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the fans start to be like, hey, I kind of like this person now.
Yeah.
And you just have a good rapport with them, and now they treat you like a face when you're still kind of a heel.
And I do like it for the story of for Gunther, because Miz isn't winning, but this will only add, again, not that he needs it, but you want to continue to make a title reign look strong. Gunther beating The Miz, someone the caliber of The Miz, on a big pay-per-view, it just adds to his credibility.
Yeah. And it doesn't hurt The Miz.
It doesn't. Nothing can hurt The Miz at this point.
No, he's basically bulletproof at this point as far
just
as
like The New Day.
Yeah, nothing right? hurts him now.
Nothing hurts him. No losses. The fact that he's still involved like this and can still go and continue to evolve the way he has.
It's a guy that's used consistently for comedic fodder and can still turn around and give you a performance like he just did on Monday night. And like, you take him seriously,
right.
So it's great.
Let's get through some AEW headlines before we get out of here. A lot going on with WWE, of course, Crown Jewel, Survivor Series,
right.
AEW heads, please don't get at us. You guys got full gear coming up. Trust me, we're going to cover a lot with that next week. But AEW signing Ric Flair to a multi-year deal. Why? What do you make of this? Are you worried that we're getting Ric Flair in the ring? What are we getting out of this multi-year deal?
I don't know. Ric Flair turning heel and joining with Christian's family. He's going to be Grandpa Rick and conduct business. I don't know, man. That's what I would do because otherwise I don't care. I don't know why this is happening. I don't know. I respect Ric Flair. Obviously, he's a legend. I just don't understand. It's like, dude, go home and kick up your feet. Like, you don't need to do this anymore.
Yeah, it's on Ric Flair. Of course, he had that last match in Nashville a couple years ago. Says he wants to have one more.
The last match.
Last
match was with Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania, but I guess not, right?
So. Right. And then he went to Impact and all that. Oh, like, God. Okay.
All them alimony checks.
Right. And so it is on Ric Flair. Dude needs to, you know, calm down a little bit. If I'm Charlotte, I'm like, look, I got us.
Yeah,
so,
Dad, look.
Please.
I make the money now.
I got it.
If you need to hold something, let me know. I'll cut you a check.
I will say I'm genuinely worried about Tony Khan and, like, when it comes to the fanboy nature that we've talked about with him. I worry that he is going to get too excited and want to put Rick in the ring at some point.
He's going to join Christian Stable. Uncle Tony. Rich cousin Tony
makes more sense. But I do worry that he's just going to get a little bit too excited. You know, AEW, and we'll talk about it in a minute, famous for bringing, you know, old legends back to get back in the ring. He hasn't done that with Jake Roberts.
I was just about to say, are we moments away from an important announcement regarding Jake Roberts?
Okay. Well, an important announcement is a pre-sale, by the way. Shout out to that.
Yeah.
But Tony Khan, I do worry that he'll get too excited. We know Rick would go for it because we know how Ric Flair is. And Tony Khan's going to want to put him in a match. It's not out of jealousy. It's not out of any. It's out of worry.
Yes.
I don't want to say it, but we all know what we're talking about here.
Yeah, you don't got to say it. Just it's
please.
Don't make me see that happen.
Please.
Don't make anyone see that happen. Let's just not do it.
Daniel Garcia challenging MJF for the world title on Dynamite. He called him out on Rampage last week. Are we overdoing this whole everyone's after MJF angle, or do you still like it?
I like it. The champion should have everybody after him.
It just feels too random this point, though. This one specifically. I liked it up until this point. And this doesn't ruin anything for me by no means. This is a good Dynamite match, whatever. But the four that we've talked about consistently, they all have stories. They all have history with MJF. And that's what I like about the whole everyone's after MJF is they all have a legit story. It isn't, I just want your title, right? Now we're just throwing random people like Daniel Garcia, who hasn't been anywhere near MJF since who knows when,
right,
who randomly wants a title shot and then gets a title shot. That feels a little too random. It doesn't ruin anything for me, but it's like, all right, can we just keep it within the four that have the story?
Yeah, no,
that's
what makes it. Again, I don't mind it. It's kind of because I don't take it seriously, I guess, as not to sound mean about it, but he's not going to win it. It's just a title defense for MJF. I mean, so where it would start getting ridiculous if it's like, you know, on Rampage, it's MJF versus Daddy Ass, you know, and it's like, okay, well, hold on.
We're doing a little
too much. We don't need to do this.
One title match we are getting on Dynamite, Keith Lee, Samoa Joe, ROH title on the line. Excited for this? Should we be holding this for a pay-per-view? This is a match people have been wanting to see for a minute. It's a good match.
You can hold it for a pay-per-view. I'd watch it. You can put it on Wednesday, and I'd watch it then, too. I love this pairing, and I think you can't go wrong with just about anything Samoa Joe does or Keith Lee.
Yeah, the problem I have with this is it just feels, you know, rushed, and it feels like a social media thing because what happened was on social media during a Samoa Joe match, they showed Keith Lee coming up, and that started trending of people like, oh, that's the pairing we want. And Tony goes, cool, there you go. You know what I mean? Which I'm cool. Like, do what the fans want.
The X feuds.
Can you just slow?
The
can
trending
you just,
X feuds.
Yeah, like these trending feuds. Can we just get the slow build to it? It's a great match. I do think it's pay-per-view caliber. I'm okay with them not waiting on this one just because.
Is that how Tony Khan books now? Just whatever's trending on X? Twitter, X?
That's what it feels like. Because
book it.
It's a great match. I'm okay with not holding it for a pay-per-view because Joe's got his story with MJF still.
Yeah.
But these trending feuds, like, we don't need to jump right to it.
Well, that aside, I mean, my point again, the two of them in the ring, it's
great.
Take my money. I'm with it.
And one last thing, Paul White returning to the ring, teaming with Jericho and Omega. Are we doing a little too much when it comes to legends getting back in the ring in AEW?
I saw him come out, and I'm like, you know what? We can also just include the great Khali. Why not?
I have so much respect for Paul White.
I really do, but I don't need to.
Well, and I'm going to say something. Look, someone that size, as they get older, it's tougher, right? You mentioned the great Khali, Mark Henry.
For sure.
It's tougher for anyone as they get older to do it in the ring, right?
Yeah.
Someone his size, it's even tougher to move and do certain things. This is definitely one that you should have just kept him behind the announce table.
Or if you want the guy to just be at ringside and deliver a punch.
Sure.
That's fine.
But he's in the match.
I don't need that. I don't think he needs that. But hey, you know.
Tony Khan. It seemed like a struggle just for him to be at the top of the ramp to do what he did.
I'm telling you, when I saw him, I'm just like, good God. We do not need this to happen, dude. Yeah.
Paul, please go back. Exactly. No more BS. This is BS.
No more.
This is BS, sir.
Do movies. You're a giant. Come on. What bunch of action films you get hired for.
Roar Around the Ring is available every Wednesday, wherever the hell you get your podcast, including WRIF.com for our friends in Detroit. He's at Dude Darrell Teeler. I'm Justin Valentine. We'll talk to you guys very soon.